You're listening to CJLO News. Some people spend their Monday nights watching TV, maybe eating with friends or family, and heading off to bed. But we found a group of Montrealers who, once a month, spend their Monday nights swinging swords at each other in a high-risk combat sport called historical fencing. You're hearing sounds from the, quote, bear pit at Bar Hemisphere Gauche during Fight Night. That's K-N-I-G-H-T night. These well-attended events see people dressed head-to-toe in medieval regalia, brandishing swords and shields that they often forge themselves, fighting, no holds barred, until tap out, while a crowd cheers and heckles for more. These events are showcases from Montreal's Historical Fencing Guild. The Historical Fencing Guild is a gym that combines historical research with combat sports to create a whole new pastime. Or maybe it's not new at all. Here's gym co-founder Xavier Sierra, also known as the Dark Knight.
We follow European sources for the most part that just deal with how to do combat. Armored, without armor, with every single type of weapon you can imagine. And we read those sources from like the 14th century and then try to reapply them, see what works in a real combat situation, and we evolve from that.
And here is the gym's other co-founder, Victoria Allard, known as the Valkyrie.
We offer lessons every day of the week and the different weapons you see at the show, longsword, sidesword, etc. And basically this is where we practice and learn all the techniques we get to demonstrate tonight. You get to see people be skillful, have weapons, hit each other, actually put like all their energy in showing their, basically their craft, their skills, their weapon mastery. And it is so adrenaline worthy, even if you're in the crowd.
Listeners, you might be wondering if this is safe. The answer is, not exactly. We asked why Allard was wearing a cast on her arm. Here's what she told us.
I was with my opponent, and then their sword got cut in my glove, and when they retreated, they bent my finger backwards. And basically, it's actually the finger that's completely broken.
At that point, did you continue fighting, or was the fight called?
So the medic came to see me and said that they didn't know the extent of the injury, and I decided to continue the fight, and actually did four more fights after that and won two of them.
Whether these fights will continue with only minor incident is yet to be seen, but the Historical Fencing Guild continues to be a place for those wishing to bring history close. Really, really close. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.